Adonai. Eloheinu, melech haolam shehakol nehiyeh bidvaro.
Amen.
We have a mitzvah, writes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph and Sif Gimel. A mitzvah laharbis b'seuda lecho v'lishtos. Comes the day of Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah, Yuchenes, Sugya, and Meseches Brochus, the top of Dav Chesem and Beis, that says that anyone who eats on Shi Lachodesh, it's Neshov Kilumisane Tashi Vasiri. And as the Diak clearly indicates, what do you mean Kilumisane Tashi Vasiri? I mean, Monushach, I'm already fasting on the 10th day. So tell me that if you eat L'Shem Shamayim on day number 9, it's Kilumisane on day number 9. What do you mean Kilumisane Tashi Vasiri? So I heard years ago the pshat from Yosef Teller. We know that a 2-day fast is so much harder than just one day. To fast 2 consecutive days, Avister says, I'm not just giving you points, Kilo, you fasted another day. When you eat L'Shem Shamayim on the 9th day of Tishrei, it's Kilo Masana, Chiv Asiri. It's as if you're fasting 2 Yom HaMetzufim. 2 consecutive days, it's an altogether the severity of a 2-day consecutive fast is a Darga B'fnei Atzma. That's the schar you get when you Makayim, this mitzvah, which Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes in his pre-tonic through the Achila, that we do on the 9th day of Tishrei, you could be Ma'ala, you could elevate, thereby all the Shar Achilas, Shal Kol Shar Yemos Hashana, all of the other Achilas we did throughout the duration of the year, you could uplift and elevate it all from the world of Gashmias to the world of Kedusha, Ayyadeh, this one day, with the Ma'aril Diskin in the biography, the Srafmi Bris. He was very makbid to be eating nuts and raisins all throughout the day. He would have little food in his pockets to make sure to be eating continuously. Again, a mitzvah, everything that you eat in eating l'shem shamayim, it's a mitzvah laharbis b'sud, it's a shayla. And when Cheschinov discusses a mitzvah shinyur gimel, he says there's no din suda. Dehainu yinat mechuyiv to pass. The steichem is mashma that you do have to have pass. But aloch lemais, it's not even about pass. There are people who are knowing to have 2 sudas, not only the big suda before you start the fast, that suda mavsegis, but many people have a suda pashachris in the morning, pashachris in the evening. There are some who are knowing to wash 7 times throughout the day. But I'll put him the ikur, whether you hold that it needs suda of a pass or not, it's to be osik and in yoni achila lechov lish. Continues the Kitzur and Sev Gimel Neshalo Kilo Esane Gam Hayom today as well. And then he adds Mitzvah Lechol Dogim Vesud HaRishoyna. That is a mitzvah to also have Dogim. Again, it's not a Chiyuv, there's an Indian to have Dogim by your first Suda that you have in the morning. I'll call upon him. There's a mitzvah teet. Is everybody including the mitzvah? Lav Dafka Rikavegar has an interesting tshuva in Or Chaim Simon Tez Zayin that Lechayrut should be in the regular category Mitzvah Seishan as well. Grandma, so again, Kedusha, we know that all the mitzvah seishas on Goma Noshim are paturis, and if a woman would not be mechuyovos in even though not all poskim agree with Rabbi Kevager, Ayin or Shlomo Kluger and his Chochma Shlomo and Orachayim and his Gillian on the Shulchan Aruch and Tefresh Dalit and Orachayim, Ksav Sefer as well as a Tshuva and Orachayim, Simakuf Yud Beis, they want to bring Rayas that woman are Taka mechuyovos in the mitzvah of eating and drinking on the 9th day of Tishrei. That's a big deal in an Achrayinim. I want to point out the fascinating machlokes that the Rebbe brings in the Shor Mitzion Malacha. He says the Loshen of the Kitzur was, Kol Ocha V'Shoseh Be'erev Yom HaKippurim. That's what? That's the 9th day? So does that mean the mitzvah starts tonight? Halacha l'mais, is it just in the day? Or maybe already, you go home tonight, have a geshmaka dinner, it's going to be already out the Tzitzik Ochavim. Ayin Rashi Ksuvus Tafayim and Alta Sudas of Yom Kippur Eina Olamachar. The mitzvah only begins tomorrow. Mavur Mized the Balayla Shalafanel Leka Mitzvah. There's no mitzvah by eating tonight. Therefore, the Shir could go on as long as we want tonight. Not a problem. Kakosu Pnei Yeshua Shama Valmedivri Yashla. That's bought by the Magen from the beginning of Tafresh Dalid. It's Masha de Medinas Elu Shei Marbe Meslichas Vashmuras Rabbi Yom Kippurim. We know that we only have 15 minutes before each chakra, so we don't have too many slichas. And came there's a mitzvah suit even at night. That's the mashmal. So the shloah brought by the Magen Avraham. Halacha l'maisa then. Why not? Efshel l'kayim shneim. So why not eat a little bit extra for dinner tonight? Hasn't really stopped too many people before. Just make sure to have the right kavanas, and you could at least, according to the shloah brought by the Magen Avraham, at least have that milah. So we know that Rav Tzadok tells us we can be makanish all the achilas by showing our Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the Giloy Milsa. Brochus Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Hakoholech Acharachisim Zubas Achasima. We come to the last Suda. The last meals are Eberster. This is the Giloy Milsa. Take a sample. This is the microcosm of really the kavanas that we want to be sprinkled throughout all the Shar Achilas. Asher Kol Shayim Osa Shana. We know it's an idea of elevating all those achilas. And we spoke in the past how by Purim, we do Pumfa Kert, we have a Tainus Esther that precedes a day of Yom Mishne V'Simcha, and that's a Purim and Ha'apachu. It's the Ha'apachu of Yom Kippur, which is Mamish, the opposite. Here we have a Mitzvah Deraisa to eat as the day leading us in, the harbinger for the day of Yom Kippur, where we abstain completely from eating. So we talked in the past, many has Beirim, that's Aser Semit Tshuva, we work on Midid Achila, we stay away from Pas Palter, Pas Akum, and many a Noeg, even my Chol Yisol, we discussed our Chashokl and Beis Yosef, Alavdavki, you have to be Machmer and those in Yonim. Akapoina, perhaps tonight we see out the Shemaya, one of the little Kenech, why we go into Yom Kippur on the heels of eating, eating, eating. What's that? Maybe a shtickle, Numa Halacha, just a small Hosafa tonight. Now we know that throughout a Sesame Tshuva, if we want to be Zocha B'din, we have to display Anivus. And we have to be an Anov, we have to be Machni ourselves. The Avod already began from Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, as the month we start blowing the shofar, right? So we have a Brummel short in Salekach Malibov in Chodesh Elul. Says Gamaldik, shofar is Gematria 586. Gematria, Lev Nishbar. With the two words, Lev Nishbar, Gematria 584, with the two words of Lev Nishbar, 584 and 2, that's 586. What's the shofar intended to do? One of the many kavanas, of course, Rav Sadja going to list of 10. Of course, the Rama Menuchas Tshuva per Gimel Lachadalit, even though it's Exer Sakosav, Remez Yishvo, Tahaino Uri Yesheni Mashinasa, Mekitzun and Dami Mitanim. It's such a wake up call. It's Yitaka B'shofar B'gadol, Posek and Amos and Vav Gimel, Am Lo Yecharodu, it's to instill fear and trepidation, and also to give us a Lev Nishbar to be Machnia. It's Rav Avraham Shur. What's the day called? The Yom Teruah. And what does Teruah mean? Again, we turn to David HaMelech's Tehillim, Kapitel Beis, Pasuk Tes. Teruim b'shevet barzel. Break them apart. Break yourself apart. Lev nishbar. Go in with achno, with the shval ruach. Go in with anivah. Say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anina matan neschinam. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachem v'chanun. What's the idea of v'chanun? How writes the Sefri and Ekev, give it to me together and matan neschinam. I don't deserve it. Haimishter, tikvas and ashrima. What am I? I'm garnished. I'm a nothing. Please, I beg you, have rachamim. I know I'm not deserving of it, but go in and be machni yourself in front of the melach, malchi, and malachim, which sets the tone. He's sitting Rosh Hashanah on the kisei of din. He's judging us. He runs the world. He controls everything in the world. And that should be gorim. That should engender, trigger within us feelings of achna, of anivas, klape, ribonu shalom, and set the tone to be ready for a Yom Kippur. Now, Maisa, we said in the past, a Moiridik Echsam Sefer, from his Torah Moshe and Parshas Ekev, also in Droshes Chelek Aleph. And we have Rabbi Levitas Ishyavna on the pages of Perkei Elvis, Perk Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. And he tells us in the own mode, heavy Shvoruach. The only time we find a double, Kfeilus Aloshin. I understand Eretz Yisrael is in Eretz Tovahim, Ma'od Mo'od, and Shlacha Yedei Yeshua and Kalev. But now in Perkei Elvis, in the own mode is what? Shaykh to Shvoruach. And make yourself very low. What's this Kfeilus Aloshin of Ma'od? Writes the Sam Sefer. Who's an Anov? If you have nothing to show off about, then you're not an Anov. The Gemara tells us in Sotim, Ebtesim, and Aleph, Mishemes Rebbe Batla Anova. Not that he was the greatest Anov, but he, Memela, really was the greatest in his door, because he was the greatest in Torah Gedulah B'Mokom Echad, and Afilu Hachi, he was an Anov. The Hainu to have everything that Rebbe had, Beruch Nias and Begashkes, and still to be an Anov. The Rabus Anokhe, that's a great Achidish. If you have nothing to write home about, big deal that you're an Anov. But if you have everything, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why he's on it. He had Mamish everything, the greatest human being in his time, and Mela, he's still in all of that. That's anivus, and that's Ruchayim Aloshin in his Ruchayim, that you have to have something to write home about, something to brag about, in order to then have the chiddush of what it means to be an anov. So I'd say some sefer, what's there to brag about? Ruchnius and Kashmius. What's the ikin Ruchnius? Someone who's about Taira, Moritik and Tamachokim, that's Marumas, hinted to in the words in Zos Abracham Emino Eish Dos Lamo, that's someone who has the Taira in his right hand. And what is someone who's an Ashir? He's always giving money to the poor. He is maskil eldal. He's always giving money to the poor. All right, so some say for ma'od ma'od have yishval ruach. Who should be yishval ruach? Ma'od ma'od. Either you're a ma'od in ruchnius mimino eish tos lomo rashi tevis ma'od. Even you have to be yishval ruach. And if you're not the ma'od in ruchnius, you're the ma'od in gashmius maskil eldal rashi tevis mem alef del in ma'od. You too have to be yishval ruach. Who has to be yishval ruach? The ones who have either the bechina of the maskil eldal in gashmius or the bechina of mimino eish tos lomo in ruchnius. Kamash Wallah, give that over to the Abishter. That's what it means to be an Anav. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why he became the greatest Anav. Right? Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Lechem Shamayim in his commentary at the beginning of Avos and Aleph Aleph. Moshe Kiva Torah Misinai. He got the Torah from a mountain. He got the Torah of Me'a Kodesh Baruch Hu at Sinai. He didn't get the Torah from Sinai. He said to Yaakov Emden, what's the remez? You know, we start Pirkei Avos. The first lesson, just like the first lesson, the Torah is Nasadim Etzameinu Kin Maseinu. Abishter shows us Kamar Megillah, Amanal, Pamokim, Giduloso, Shokarish Ruchu, Givaroso, different Nishchos, Shama Tamotse, Anvisanuso, Nasodom. You want to start out Pirkei Avos? It's got to start with the Nevis. You know why Moshe was Moshe? He only was Zoicha to get the Torah because he made himself like Sinai, the smallest mountain. It's a mountain, but it was the smallest. Moshe was Makabal, the Torah, Zoktav Yaakov Enden, because he was like Sinai. He learned the lesson, Mi Sinai, what it means to be great and then to make yourself small. That's Mi Sinai, the lowly mountain. That's Moshe. That's the greatest honor. Mela, we want to go into Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is Maral and Drosh on the Shabbos Shuva. We put on a kittel, we don't eat, we don't drink. Abishter, you know what? I'm going to be like Malachi Asharis, and that's how we stand in front of you, like your celestial court, like your heavenly angels. Mamish Malachi Asharis. But you know what, Abishter? We're not going in, oh, we're like Malachim or Kittel, Gevaldik. The Gemara says in Chagiga Tezvava Min Aleph, we have three things in comparison to the animal kingdom. And what heads the list? Ochlin v'shosin kebehema. What's a constant reminder when the Abishter says, out of all the things, and even going to the bathroom was only a result of the achil and the shtiyah. That's why when they ate the mon, which was lechem akloka, which is muvla bein haifarm, they had no tzarach to go to the bathroom. Abishter highlighted that gevaldik miyuchadik amadrega of the dor mekavli atayra of the dor midbo the dor deya ayyadei that they were the ochle hamon. The hainu ayyadei their achila, that they're not like behemoths who are stam ochlin v'shosin. They're eating what? Gemar nyumayin hey lechem shemalachi asharis ochlin bo. They're eating the mon ochlin v'shosin like the mon. Hamela, no tzor to go to the bathroom. Holy, the one thing we have that heads the list and likes with the animal kingdom is Ochlin v'shosin kebehema. Abishter, you know what? We're going into a day. We're going to be like Malachim. But you know how we're going in? Abishter, in the end of the day, yes, all our food comes from you. And we're going to eat and we're going to drink and we're going to mamish do our most animalistic thing. We're going to be eating and we're going to be drinking as a constant reminder of what? In the end of the day, yes, we had an aser simi tshuva and we come along feeling, oh, all the slichus and all the tfilus and all the reboy of stock and mass and taiven. We come and feeling good. Abishter says, you know what? Spend a day. And just remember, you're still human beings. Most adam and a behema ayin. You still have to eat, you still have to drink, you still have to go to the bathroom. And the end of the day, there's a constant reminder throughout the day. You want to be ready for Yom Kippur, you got to go in Derech Hanivus. Don't think you're a hot shot. Don't think a whole aser semei tshuva. You didn't eat pasfalta, you didn't eat pas akum, chal yisrov, achulei, oh my slichas, my downing. Everyone was in good behavior. Nobody was watching the Major League Baseball playoffs. Nobody's watching the NFL games. No one's watching NFL football. Maybe they're watching the debate, but I'll come upon him. And the end of the day, how are we going into it? Abishter, with all our Kedusha, Sisley, Tshuva, the whole day. Keep eating, keep reminding yourself, we're Ochlin, Veshosin, Kebehema, Moshe, Odom, and Mehema, Ayin. Remember, we're all totally toloi on the Rachamei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the end of the day, we're human beings, we're down here. Abishter, we need your Rachamei. Bring us up, you take us to the level of Malachi Asheri, Sinyam Kippur. We should be Zoichem. Whether we start the mitzvah tonight like the Shalom or like Rashi, the Pnei Yeshua, Ksuas, Tafayim, and Aleph, whether we start it tomorrow morning, we'll eat and we'll drink L'Shem Shamayim, but as a constant reminder, Abishter, we're human beings. Give us the Rachamim and pick us up. Allow us to become like a Malachim for one day this year and answer all those Tfilas, Lataiva, Bekarava, a year. Ashana Tova, Mesukha, good Gebenchkyar, Ruchnius, and Gashmius, Kaddish, please.
That's what I'm having a debate last night. We watched these two animals on the debate.
You were watching your thing. I was buying my Lulav and Esroy.